Governor Rick Scott signed a bill yesterday that requires emergency generators at all Florida nursing homes and assisted living facilities. WGCU's Quincy Walters was there for the signing of the legislation in Fort Myers.
Scott signed two bills from both chambers of the Florida legislature that make it required for all nursing homes and assisted living facilities in the state to have backup generators and fuel in the event of a power outage. The law comes after 12 people died at the Hollywood Hills Rehab Center in Hollywood, Florida, when temperatures soared to 99 degrees after Hurricane Irma knocked out power for days.
Which rocked our state. You just couldn't believe that would happen in our state.
Right after Irma, Scott implemented an emergency law that made nursing homes have 4 days worth of emergency power. With the signing of these bills, that emergency provision becomes a permanent law. That backup power is required to keep facilities under 81 degrees Fahrenheit for at least 4 days. In the past, Scott has been criticized when it comes to rules for the nursing home industry. Most recently was the limiting of information the public could easily glean from inspections.
What would you say to people who think that this bill is an about-face for how you've treated this industry before with less regulation?
I think it's very important, you know, when you see a tragedy like the Rehabilitation Center in Hollywood Hills, you got to figure out what you can do to keep people safe. I think all of us expect that if somebody's going to be in a nursing home, assisted living, that they're going to be protected.
Those facilities have until June 1st, the first day of hurricane season, to have those generators in place. Quincy Walters, WGCU News, Fort Myers.